Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 23rd of June 2016, and this is the 387th Mole Out Loud podcast. It's another wet sort of a day today, and it's been lovely and snug here in my front room. I've not been working in my shed for a little while, and I realised that it's been about 18 months since I couldn't get anywhere with my novel, and I just put it under the house, and I cleared out my shed completely. I took all the books out and all the papers went under the house, and I removed the books and brought them into the house and gave it a good clean. And it's never really felt like my shed since then. I haven't quite managed to make it my own again. I think when I first set it up for the novel, I had bookshelves and bookshelves of books related to what I was going to be working on, and I certainly worked with those books for a long time, doing research for the period that I was looking at, and it was just lovely being in there and doing that research. And having removed the books, I think it's actually really lost something. It's not a very good place to keep books because the windows are louvered, so it doesn't keep the damp out. So it's not, it really isn't very ideal for books. But I think I just haven't really acknowledged that that has happened, that it hasn't been the same wonderful escape that it had been ever since I moved into this house over 20 years ago. When I first came here, I lived in the shed. I couldn't quite get used to the house, and so I had a bed in my shed, and I slept there and I worked there, and I sort of came into the house to use the kitchen and bathroom, which sounds a bit absurd. For quite a lot of that time, there were other people living in the house with me, so the shed was a nice escape as well. But yes, it's funny to kind of recognise that change. And I also think that the house works well in winter. It's when it is sunny, which it hasn't been for a little while, all the sun comes in, and so I don't need any heating. And it's a very good winter house. And of course, going to the shed means that I always have muddy boots and, you know, have to get umbrellas and things ready to come in and out of the house. So there is a bit of a change there. But anyway, I've been very much enjoying sitting in my front room, and I was here for my webinar at 5 this morning, and it felt really cosy. So I just stayed on rather than moving myself to somewhere else afterwards. I've been doing some more drawing today. My arm still isn't too good, so it hasn't been very good for writing, but it's been very, very good for thinking about things or letting things mull. And after lunch, I went to my favourite cafe, which miraculously was nearly empty. It's become so popular this last 6 months or so that it's sometimes really hard to get a table, and certainly hard to feel justified in taking a table to do work when they could be getting other people in to have meals. So it was really nice to find it nearly empty. I don't know whether it was because of the rain or what. So this afternoon I've been doing lots of mole brainstorming, and that's been good fun too. So it has been another lovely winter day for me, and I really appreciate these days. I feel I want to save them up, savour them, and be able to remember them in detail for when it's summer and when I find it all a bit more difficult. And I do think that making these little plans, these little drawings of intention, will be quite fun to look back on. If I keep going with them, just I'll be able to see my patterns, how they work out. I do hope that you've had a nice day today too, that you've been able to find your pace, and that you've been able to find ways of looking at what you're doing in a slightly different way, or else being able to get into the comfort of doing it as you always have done it. Whether that's working or resting or creating or just being, I hope you've had a wonderful day. And if you haven't had your day yet, that I hope that it is one that you feel utterly, utterly yourself in. Thank you very, very much for listening today, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. No, that's not true. I won't be talking to you again tomorrow. Tomorrow is Murmurs of Mole Day, and so I really look forward to talking to you again on Saturday.